I've not done one of these in a while. Basically, having come back from a three-week holiday a few weeks ago, my motivation to do anything other than lie in bed and watch television has basically been non-existent. Which probably means there will be even more ums and ahs and mispronounced words than usual. Great listening experience as ever. However, let's crack on. Blog number 56, Luck, Stuck, and Two Smoking Barrels. Which, yes, terrible pun, but a great film. Anyway, here we go. I changed my opinions quite a bit. And one thing that I've changed my mind on recently is the extent to which luck has an impact on our lives. I used to be an ardent member of the you make your own luck school of thought, possibly because I'm a control freak, and possibly because it feels nicer to take all the credit when something goes well in life, as opposed to attribute it to something that's completely out of our control. I still am a member of the above school of thought, or the previously mentioned school of thought, I should say, though ever so slightly less so. Before we get properly started, I reckon we can split luck into two different subcategories. Number one, luck that we can impact, controllable luck, let's call it. And number two, luck that we can't impact, which probably makes sense to call uncontrollable luck. The first one, controllable luck, seems to be largely a numbers game. You know, if we were to ask 1,000 people for their number, we'd be, probably slightly weird, but more likely to get one than if we were to just ask 5 people. Obviously, that's basic probability, and golfer Gary Player's quote, "It's funny, the more I practice, the luckier I get." Staying on the sport thing and this controllable luck being a numbers game, I love the quote from legendary footballer Jimmy Greaves. "To score 25 goals a season, all I had to do was get in the box 500 times. 100 times I'd connect, 50 times the goalie would save it, and then half of the rest would go in. And 25 goals a season would do me, just by making sure I got in the box 500 times. Talk about an analogy for life. So as I say, I'm a big believer of the impact we can have on our lives by playing this numbers game and making our own luck. Though it's the second one, uncontrollable luck, that I now believe has a much bigger impact on our lives than I used to. There are a few examples of this in my own life that have hammered this home recently, ones that I won't bore you with today. And more interestingly, examples that I've recently come across that I think really demonstrate this point. The first two are from investor Morgan Housel. You might have heard of him, and his two amazing books, by the way. Definitely need to go and check them out if you haven't read them or heard of them already. The Psychology of Money, the first one, and Same as Ever, the second one. They're really, really good. So, first example is one from World War II. During one of the most decisive moments in one of the most decisive battles, the Battle of Stalingrad, the outcome was influenced by something that was completely unplanned and completely unforeseen. Mice. As in, yes, the kind of cute little rodents. In short, and it was obviously much more detailed and complex than this, but in terms of a top line summary, over 100 tanks were being prepared to join the German attack, which would have likely tipped the battle in Hitler's favour. However, despite Germany having the most advanced equipment in the world at the time, when it did come to joining the battle, almost none of the tanks actually worked. Where they were being stored, field mice had nested inside the vehicles and eaten away insulation covering the electrical systems, as historian William Craig writes. Instead of the Germans getting the upper hand, this setback and confusion and obviously lack of machinery that they had led to the Russians eventually inflicting Germany's first defeat of the war and shifting the momentum back towards the Allies. Three blind mice and a huge dosage of blind luck. Whilst on Famous Battles, there's a similar-ish sort of story during the American Revolutionary War. In the Battle of Long Island, the British had George Washington and his troops cornered. All the Brits needed to do was sail up the East River, and as they vastly outnumbered the Americans, they would have captured them and wiped them out. It would have been the end of the war, and, well, the end of America's fight for independence. However, by complete chance, there were brutal winds blowing in the wrong direction, meaning that sailing up the river was impossible for the British until the following day. This delay gave Washington and his troops just enough time to escape, continue to fight on, and obviously eventually gain independence. Historian David McCulloch wrote, "If the wind had been in the other direction on the night of August the 28th, 1776, I think it would have been all over and no United States would have happened. Just because of the wind, the course of history was changed." This whole uncontrollable luck thing was also a big theme in Malcolm Gladwell's excellent and super famous book, Outliers. From Bill Gates to Mozart and Korean pilots to Jewish lawyers, Gladwell touches on a range of factors that impact success and general outcomes. The difference in this book to a lot of other books that focus on similar sort of topics is that in this one, it's less about the typical things like hard work, discipline, and perseverance, and more about things like where we grew up, what year, month we were born, our historical, cultural influences, and more broadly, just luck in general. One example he uses is from a fairly well-known band. So in the late 1950s, a club owner from Hamburg was over in London trying to scout the best British musical talent to come and perform over in Germany at his bars. Whilst in Soho, he met and got chatting to an entrepreneur from Liverpool who, by complete chance, was down visiting. Said entrepreneur bigged up the northern music scene and sent across a talented but struggling high school rock band from Liverpool. When in Hamburg, this struggling high school rock band were basically given loads of free booze, which, as you can imagine, they enjoyed and made them want to keep coming back. So much so that between 1960 and 1962, they performed over 1,200 times, which is mad. One of the band members that you may have heard of, a man by the name of John Lennon, said, "We got better and got more confidence. We couldn't help it. With all the experience playing all night long, in Hamburg, we had to play for 8 hours, so we really had to find new ways of playing." Naturally, at that time, no other band in the world was getting this much practice in, and the Beatles were made, largely started due to a completely random encounter in a bar in Soho. As I say, I am a huge believer of the whole you make your own luck thing. I think certain outcomes in life can often be influenced by simple probability. The more we do something, the luckier we're likely to get at it. And although obviously no one thinks that luck doesn't play a role in life, obviously, I think it can easily be overlooked as a contributing factor towards life outcomes. Probably because when things go well, our egos like to take the full credit for the success. And when things go badly, blaming it on bad luck just sounds like we're making excuses or avoiding ourselves of all responsibility. However, although it's impossible to quantify, this uncontrollable luck thing is something that I'm starting to give more credit to. And with any luck, this post may have resonated with you too. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.